When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 4.
Saison 4, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, we are very happy at the beginning of season 4 of Comme d'Archi podcast to continue the cycle dedicated to the agency Leclerc Associés. Today, we are going to talk about off-site, a practice directly inspired by the off-site that is rampant outside our borders, through the points of view and experiences of Delphine Altier, architect, project director at Leclerc Associés, Paris, France, and Charles Gallet, partner and project director at Leclerc Associés, Paris, France, and finally, Pascal Chazal, off-site, founder of Au Sabois, Aqualogy and Woodstack, an actor committed to wood and industrialized construction for over 30 years. Dear listeners, as you have already understood, we are going to talk about this practice which is in vogue today, which is that of hors-site, of which Pascal Chazal is the worthy representative in France. The Leclerc Agency is also representative of this. Moreover, it is currently delivering an off-site high school, the Uruguay High School in Avon in the Île-de-France region. To begin with, I would like to introduce our three protagonists. Delphine Altier has been working at the Leclerc Agency for 7 years. She has been working for 15 years. Recently, she has moved on to project management. In this architectural firm, where the rule is that each employee can work on a wide range of projects and scales, she has had the opportunity to approach the issue of hors-site on 2 projects in recent years. Charles Gallet has been with the agency for 20 years. He had François Leclerc as a teacher when he was a student in architectural school. So it's a long story. He has been associated with François Leclerc for several years, as has Paul L'Aigle, whom we have already had the pleasure of listening to in several episodes of Comme d'Archi. As an associate, we touch almost all the subjects and we see almost all the projects, Charles points out. We are less in the thick of things and we manage to follow many subjects that are very interesting, on very different scales and with very different programs. I'm one of the pillars, Charles Gallet adds. Pascal Chazal fell into the world of construction when he was a child, as his father was a building craftsman. He started out on building sites as a temp, moving from one site to another. By chance, he became interested in wood construction during a trip to Finland. He was attracted by this material, which uses a renewable resource, and also because we want to assemble wood in a sheltered workshop rather than on the building site, he says. This desire to develop the wood industry in France was born 40 years ago. I created a company called Au Sabois, which I developed over 30 years and which has become a leading company in France today. I sold this company in 2012. We had become small industrialists with 3 production plants. I saw the interest in wood and prefabrication for the real estate and construction world. But I realized that the world of construction is not industry-centered at all. It is site-centered. In fact, I tried to think about that. I went on a world tour to see what was happening in the rest of the world in terms of prefabrication and the industrialization of construction. I discovered a word that I didn't know, which was off-site building, which we translated as construction hors-site, as hors is off in English. I realized that this was a new ecosystem that was developing all over the world in response to a whole range of problems. Indeed, today the off-site construction can be found in the construction world. This new ecosystem of off-site construction includes a certain number of players who are getting together to change the deal and to think of prefabrication more than site. He adds, "So I wanted to bring this new ecosystem to France, and I did it by creating a publishing house which publishes a magazine called Hors Site. Then we developed a school, because there is no training in this field. It is called the Hors Site Campus, and we also have a consulting activity to help the actors to go towards Hors Site construction." But why does this path seem so promising? Our three protagonists answer. Conventional, traditional construction on site is becoming increasingly difficult, with concrete being a major environmental issue. Concrete represents 8% of greenhouse gas emissions. The players today are turning to other construction techniques, as we can see, notably wood, steel, and earth. We are in the process of moving away from all concrete, that's the first point. The second point is that buildings have become immensely complex in order to meet a whole host of necessary standards, because we have to work on the circular economy, because we have to work on the comfort of the inhabitants, make energy savings, etc. The third point is that a qualified workforce is retiring and is not at all replaced by young people who are not very attracted to the world of construction. The result is that the construction business is becoming increasingly difficult. Pascal Chazal argues, "Yesterday I was with a client who makes high-end products and who told me that I have a big problem, because I sell clients tires that are worth a lot of money and I can't find anyone who knows how to lay them correctly. It is recognized throughout the world as being a very interesting solution in the sense that you go somewhere, transfer working hours from the site is a difficult place, the working conditions are not easy, you are subject to bad weather, you have to travel to get there, we travel a lot of kilometers in vans, and so it's moving working hours from the site to a place that will be more comfortable, sheltered. We can put in place tools that we would never be able to put in place on site. We can put in place training." End of quote. Today, it's based on two figures. It's huge. If we take the best industries, we are able to achieve a rate of efficiency of the workers who do the work in a factory of around 80%. That is, 80% added value and 20% wasted time. Well, it's the opposite on the building site, where 20% of the added value is achieved on the site and the remaining 80% of the time is lost in various trips. The idea is to transfer a certain number of hours to workshops and factories in order to improve productivity. And this is what will enable us to improve quality and the working conditions of the workers. There are examples all over the world that show that we can improve the carbon impact very slightly with this practice, that we can even manage to lower the costs. In Sweden, a 25% reduction in housing costs has been achieved through the use of these industrialization techniques. Charles tells the story of the Uruguay High School in Avon, a pioneer and emblematic of the application of this construction technique in France. The architectural competition was launched by the Île-de-France region. It was an existing high school dating from the 1970s-1980s, built entirely in prefabricated concrete. At the time of the competition, part of the school was still home to a boarding school that corresponded to the practices of the time, with rooms for 6 people and shared sanitary facilities, which were not at all in line with the requirements of today's schools. The aim of the competition was to move the boarding school to a new building and to rehabilitate the existing building by adding classrooms and increasing its capacity. The proposed response was to use the advantages of hors-site construction and in particular modular construction for the boarding school. This means that the construction time is much shorter. The phased operation, withdrawal operations inside, is quite complex in terms of planning and phasing. It involves the repetition of rooms which are all more or less identical. The design and construction of the boarding school is done in 3D modular, which makes it possible to build a 200-room boarding school in just 1 year. We didn't know about modular at the time, But we were already very aware of Orsted construction thanks to our wood construction activity, where there is a lot of prefabrication in the factory, and where it is necessary to anticipate many elements in the design, which makes it possible to improve the duration of the site. Here we have pushed the envelope further. We have put our finger in a kind of gear. We realized that we couldn't do just anything. We exchanged with several companies who gave us a number of tips. This is how we carried out this project, which is now coming to an end, and the boarding school will be delivered in September 2022 with perfectly finished rooms. We have perfect control over the quality of the rooms, and at the same time, the building is perfectly integrated into the site. As we are on the edge of the Fontainebleau forest, there is an explicit nod to the expression of the wooden facades, as in our ENSEP reference, and as we are in an ultra-natural environment. For Delphine, the Orsted is a question of challenge for the architect. It's true that when we approach an Orsted project, we come with an imagination. We have in mind the construction site huts. I worked on a hotel with prefabricated bathrooms. I was very skeptical at first. But as time goes by, you realize what you can do in terms of design and construction with real quality work with the companies, and then you change your mind, she says. Moreover, she adds, there are many points where the architect can express himself in the Orsted. This practice can even be an additional factor. For let us remember that architecture is a profession of constraint. If the architect accepts to play with these constraints, he is able to create an object that is very valuable. For example, in the practice of so-called classical architecture, we already have factory-made frames. With Orsted, it's no different. We have a toolbox to start with. From then on, we have some leeway to express ourselves. What assembly? Of course, we cannot escape the complexity of this subject, which changes our way of working. And they conclude together by saying that during the construction of Avon, the manufacturer was able to work on Orsted rooms that had been developed together beforehand. During this time gained on the site, the architect's energy was concentrated elsewhere, on other parts of the building. The aesthetics of this architecture, its uses, particularly in the common areas, etc. Then the knowledge is capitalized and we enter into continuous improvement. You have to get it right on every subject. The Orsted industrialists are waiting for the architects on all the points of improvement. In Sweden, thanks to the system of long-term framework agreements, a lot of housing has been built on the basis of this practice, because the social landlords were no longer able to respond within the prices. On this occasion, they rediscovered the techniques of using wood. This resulted in a 30% improvement. The United Kingdom is also a leader in off-site high-rise construction. In France, the technique can be used to transfer skills from the crisis-ridden automotive sector to Orsted construction workshops, at a time when there is a serious lack of manpower on the building sites. Clearly, this is an avenue to be developed. In France, everything is in its infancy for off-site or Orsted construction. Thank you to Pascal Chazal for coming, armed with his pioneering and entrepreneurial spirit, to testify in Comdarchi. Likewise, thank you very much to the Leclerc Associé Agency and its new talents in responsibility for coming to communicate on these emerging practices where the architect has his full place. Dear listeners, laymen or experts, we hope that you have enjoyed this interview. It shows that in Comdarchi, we are not anchored in an imaginary and disconnected world, but that, on the contrary, we are able to go on the field, to face, to question the realities, in a pragmatic and promising way, thanks to the testimony of the best practitioners. So, on or off-site, let's continue. See you in the next issue of Comdarchi with the Leclerc Agency on an equally exciting subject, which we will reveal on the Instagram at Comdarchi Podcast the day before it is broadcast. Thank you for listening and take care. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Rebourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.